A Dark Pool, a short story by Dwayne Sharp. My bones creaked as I reached to shut off the alarm. There were errands to run before I could indulge in my warm water exercise class. After dressing and eating a good breakfast, I carried my swim bag to the car. The latest pictures of my twin grandkids were waiting at the drugstore to pick up. I cherished their antics. My almost vintage car sputtered, coughed, and finally started. The car had seen better days, but regular maintenance extended its life. I drove to the store and became distracted with the toy aisle. They displayed toys designed for my 9-year-old grandkids. Glancing at my watch and realizing my swim hour approached, I hurried over to the photo counter and picked up the package and headed to the car. Having spent too much time shopping, there wasn't time to open the photo envelope. The car cooperated and I drove the 4 miles carefully to the swim center. Running late forced me to circle the lot for a parking space. The early birds filled the slots closest to the door. My handicap placard provided no benefit for me today. Loud conversations arose from the pool. People greeted swimmers coming and saying goodbye to those leaving. I waved to a few of the regulars as I stepped into the water. The warmth and buoyancy relieved the stiffness on my joints. The instructor began the ritual of warm-up stretching. Everyone in the pool followed along. "Walk back and forth with high knees," he shouted. On the third set of exercises, I felt the water cool. A breeze came over the structure, sending chills over my upper torso. The water only rose to chest height as I moved through it. Maybe by dipping under the water, I could regain that feeling of warmth. On the next turn, I submerged, letting the water cover my entire body. I expected a rise in temperature, but received a shocking drop. I jerked up and wiped the water away from my eyes and face. A mist of fog covered the surface. It didn't register at first, and then it hit me like a hammer. I couldn't see or hear anyone in the pool. The calm water, except for the ripples made as I twisted around, scared me. I swiveled my head, searching for everyone. Anyone. An empty chair rested where the lifeguard usually sat. I could see neither the lifeguard nor the instructor. It felt like being in church during silent prayer, without a sound from any direction. Was someone playing a trick on me? Looking at the clock, I realized my hour of exercise has ended. I'm game for a practical joke once in a while, but this freaked me out. The water felt cold, and I looked forward to a hot shower. Dripping wet, I headed to the locker room. Before removing my swimsuit, I twisted the handle of the shower to the hot side to warm it up. As I stepped in, the coldness made my body reel back. Steam rose from the falling water, but a cold feeling enveloped me. I rinsed hastily, dressed, and packed my suit and towel in my bag, and headed to the car. With the sun overhead, I looked forward to sitting in a hot car to restore my warmth. Inside the car, the hot temperature did nothing to warm me. The sealed package of photos grabbed my attention, and I opened it. The 4x6 pictures showed little Joey and Gina blowing out the candles on top of a superhero decorated cape. They wore hero outfits. Another photo showed them playing with the superhero dolls I sent them. I yearned to be there, but they had moved out of state. I could only enjoy them in the pictures my daughter uploaded to the drugstore photo site. Goosebumps covered my arms as I shivered. Realizing something weird must have happened in the pool, my body shook. I didn't see anyone since leaving the swim area, even in the parking lot. Am I dead? scared. I needed to do something. I glanced down at the pictures and knew something was wrong. A strange feeling overcame me of never seeing my grandkids again. I rushed back to the pool area and changed back into my wet bathing suit. The pool remained empty, and nippy, dark air surrounded it. I waded back to the spot where I had dunked my body under the water. Frightened, I took a deep breath and submerged once again. Someone bumped me as I emerged out of the water. I heard the person say, "Hey, you're in my lane." Hearing someone speak sounded like music in my ears. Seniors filled the pool, all talking up a storm. I listened to the instructor say, "Straight legs now. Walk with straight legs." Oh, what a relief to hear the chatter of friends. Looking at the clock, it only showed I had been in the pool a half hour. Did I have a daydream? Like a zombie, I followed the instructor's guidance until the class ended. I felt better about the situation and climbed out of the pool and entered the locker room. The shower had steam and the water felt hot. My towel felt damp as I dried off. How can that be? I dressed and left the building, heading to my old rattle trap of a car. Once inside, I felt the warmth from the sun. With a nervous chuckle, I shook off the nightmare. I looked down and saw the pictures of my two grandkids. I hadn't the time to look at them before the pool exercise, but now the opened package and photos lay scattered across the seat. A chill started up my legs, then my back, and finally my arms. I shook, trying to rid myself of this creepiness. What created the foggy mist over the water? The cold shower, the pictures, and the wet towel when I exited the pool? It all happened, but I couldn't explain it. My mind must have played a trick on me. Then again, could this be a message from the hereafter? I drove home, all the while thinking about getting on a plane and visiting my grandkids while I could. That afternoon, I had reservations for a flight, leaving tomorrow.